The United States Supreme Court yesterday declined to get involved in the case of four Fairbanks men suing the city. They say the city of Fairbanks wrongfully imprisoned them for 18 years for a murder they did not commit. In what has become known as the Fairbanks Four, the men were convicted of the murder of John Hartman, who was found beaten on a Fairbanks street corner in 1997. He died in the hospital 2 days later. George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent were convicted of murder and spent 18 years in prison. The evidence of their case was re-examined in a 5-week-long hearing in 2015, which included evidence that other people may have beaten Hartman. Their convictions were vacated. Contract attorney for the city of Fairbanks, Matthew Singer, says they agreed not to sue the city or state for their release.
Usually, a promise is a promise, and it's enforceable in court.
But attorneys for the four men say the settlement was not legally binding because they were coerced. The men filed a lawsuit in 2017. The lawsuit was dismissed in U.S. District Court in 2018, and the men appealed. Last January, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the lower court's ruling, which would allow the men's lawsuit to go forward. The city of Fairbanks appealed that to the United States Supreme Court, which yesterday declined to take up the case. Singer says that means the case will now go back to the lower court.
We will be asking the federal district court to enforce a settlement agreement in which the Fairbanks Four released all claims arising out of their convictions and promised not to sue anyone.
The court is not hearing civil cases during the pandemic, so it will likely be months before the next hearing.